I was out running one morning last week, which I wager if you were to try to guess how I'd start this last sermon, that's how it would be. But anyways, I was out running last week one morning, and I was about an hour into the run when I came to a section on West Street here in Darien where they were doing some construction. And the road narrowed to a single lane. And so I ran up to the front of the line of cars. At the time, our side was stopped as the oncoming cars used the single lane. And I stood at the front of the line beside the police officer who was directing the traffic, waving the oncoming traffic through. And he was directing the cars to move rather quickly because the single lane was creating quite a bottleneck, and it was around the time folks go to work in the morning, so the traffic was really starting to pile up. Well, anyways, I stood and waited for him to reverse the traffic pattern so I could go, but before that happened, an oncoming car came into the single lane and stopped. And the driver rolled down the window and pointed to the direction it needed to go, which was not the way the traffic was being directed, north on west. Rather, this person wanted to go left on Old Parish Road. The problem, however, was that construction completely blocked Old Parish Road. And so any driver that needed to go that way had to drive a little north on west and make a left on Stony Brook Road instead. It makes sense? Pretty basic, right? You'd think. So here's how the exchange between the driver and the police officer unfolded. Police officer, you live on Old Parish? The driver nods. You can't go that way. You see it, right? There's a hole in the road. So just go up to Stony Brook and make a left. You live here, right? So you know the way. Up and make a left. Driver doesn't move. He looks more confused. And again, points to Old Parish Road, wishing to make the left turn. By now, the officer, I would guess, assumes he's probably on some sort of candid camera, thinking he's being tested to see how his professionalism is doing. And so calmly and gently, he again says, you can't go that way, but you got to get going. Go up a little and make the next left. That'll get you home. You know the way, right? At this point, the officer is losing his patience, but he knows I'm standing right beside him. So he's paying attention to me as well, and I'm now starting to get really confused by this driver. But this officer's keeping it really steady and really gentle and really professional. And he says, go up to the next street and make a left on Stony Brook. That'll get you home. So after the third try, the driver slowly accelerates, looking back over their shoulder in some sort of dismay at Old Parish Road, wishing they could go that way because that's the way they've always gone, even though it's completely blocked. After the car leaves, the police officer stops the oncoming traffic headed north, and he releases the rest of us going south on West Street. And he nods to me with a little bit of a mischievous grin. And I start running, and he says, have a nice day, sir. And I return the gesture, you have a nice day as well, officer. And off I ran into the center left lane of West Street, headed southbound. Well, initially, I was really frustrated to get stopped in this traffic loggerhead. Anyone who knows anything about sort of running or endurance, you know, once you get going, you got to keep the rhythm. And as soon as you lose the rhythm, it's tough to get going again. But In this case, as soon as I'd witnessed this encounter between the police officer and the confounded driver, I knew that I had witnessed Pentecost. Isn't it so? Sometimes, no matter how impeded the road, how obstructed the road, how bumpy the road, we still want to go that way, right? Because that's the way we've always gone. That's how we've done it for years, left on Old Parish Road. That's our road. That's how it goes. And it goes so programmatically and neurologically that to think of going any other way seems so puzzling that it stalls the car, stalls forward progress, shuts down traffic, it stalls the brain, because that's my way. Left on Old Parish. The Holy Spirit of Pentecost comes to us today and gently nudges us another way, along another path. God is saying through the gift of the Spirit that it's okay to go another way. And you can get home going that other way. And in fact, that new way may set you on another journey more powerful than the one before. Just go up the road a little, says the Spirit. Take the next left, and you'll be free. We need this Pentecost nudge, and it's subtly personified in places we don't always expect. It's in the police officer that morning, in the people we meet along the way, in strangers, in dogs, sometimes in dead dogs even, in the life of the church, in the people we meet along the way telling us, hey, go this way, try this, not that. Go up the road a little, reroute. Don't make the same left-hand turn you've made all these years. You know the way, says Jesus to Thomas. Thomas replies, I don't know the way. And Jesus replies, I am the way, the life, and the truth. Well, before I came to St. Luke's, I was like that driver, stuck on West, trying to make the turn on Old Parish, despite the fact that there were all sorts of obstacles in my way. I wanted to make the left on the road that I thought I was supposed to be on. And then, like the police officer guiding the driver, a guy named David Anderson called me via Susan Wiper, having called him, and David, in his, you know, very quiet, gentle, steady manner, said, hey, you don't know me, and I don't know you, but if you drive north a little and make a left off of Narotan onto the Post Road, you'll see the Stone Church. And you'll be home. You know the way. Sometimes we need a little spirit nudge. And we're at our best, I would say, as Christians, when we listen carefully to those gentle directional changes and charges. It's when we get too caught up in going one way that we lose the ability to hear the Holy Spirit gently easing us another way. So try this, try that, go here, love that, lead this, listen to this, learn this, see him, meet her. Those are the signs, those are the moments of God at work in our lives. All you got to do is just roll down the window and listen to the Spirit and you'll be in the clear. Well, it's easier said than done, of course, right? There's a gentle joke for those that like to run the Boston Marathon, which is that all you have to do is run from Hopkinton to Boston. And after 26 miles of point-to-point running, when you make it to Hereford Street, just make a right, and then make your first left on Boylston, and you'll see the finish line. It's just two turns. No problem. And the course is clearly marked. But after 26 miles, of course, it isn't so easy. brutally difficult to change directions at that point in a marathon. And truthfully, it's the same with our lives. We've been going one way for 26 miles, for 26 years, for 62 years. Same patterns. Same Monday, same Tuesday, same Friday, same Saturday, same Sunday. Same life. Same left on Old Parish Road. Well, you get the point. The Spirit is blowing. Listen for the new direction, a new nudge, a new way in your life. A police officer guiding you another direction. And I wager that if you do, you'll find God in your life and thus a new Spirit setting you free to live. Thanks for the amazing journey here. I'm so happy I made the turn in my life. It's been the best 4 years ever. Have a nice day. Amen.